All right. Well, we'll get started. David, thank you for being alternate net control for tonight. I just have a couple things I want to throw out before we start the net. I've been kind of really intrigued by the expedition that's been happening on the island, just a little ways from Puerto Rico. It's the KP5/NP3VI. I think it's the Secchio Island. For those of you who haven't followed it, this is really interesting. It's really worth taking some time to kind of check it out. The Secchio Island is an island that's basically been through quite a bit. Over the years, it's small. It's like just a few hundred acres, but it was a World War II bomb range. So since then, it's been kind of off limits for people to get on the island because of unexploded ordnance. It's also had quite a bit of problems with invasive species that got on the island, driving away the natural species. It was basically a haven for seabirds. So over the years, it's been cleaned up. Invasive species have been cleaned up, and there's been other natural species to the island that have been introduced. And it's a rare DX. And a group of guys got together. It's amazing what they did, but they were able to set up basically a remote operation on the island. And it's just really worth the read to see go on their website and see what they've done. I think they're going to be activated for some time yet. They run a strictly remote, I shouldn't say strictly, but mostly remote, using solar and batteries. So it's really an interesting read. So with that, Dave, let's go to you. KE8PCQ with KD8. I'm sorry, wrong list. KCI to follow. Go ahead, Dave.
NADRL in the group. Yeah, Dave, that sounds like quite an ordeal. I know that the minute you started talking about that and said invasive species, I'm thinking of the cormorants here in Michigan and how they've overtaken the lakes, and it's just, you know, it's unbelievable with the fish and everything. Other than that, we haven't had a shovel snow this week so far. Cold weather, we're just staying in the house and staying warm. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Yeah, David, that's been pretty nice weather. I didn't mention the weather because I'm afraid to jinx it. It was such a nice day today. Sun was out, wind was down. Cold, but not too miserable. Definitely didn't have the wind chill that we had before. KCI, Jeff, with Mike to follow. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for working on this net and keeping it rolling. So that's kind of interesting as far as them on that island. Expedition, that would be great. I'll have to look that up. Do you have any idea what channels or what frequencies they're broadcasting on? We'll have to see what we can come up with, but turn the beams towards them and we'll just have to see. But other than that, yes, we went to the ice festival yesterday, Snowfest, over in Frankenmuth, and took the grandkids there, and she was cold. So we got to see all of them, and all the snow sculptures were really beautiful. They still were intact and pretty sharp. So had some interesting stuff from the schools all the way up to the international. So everything looked good, and we got out of there and warmed up at Applebee's on the way home. And today, yep, we got out, went out, and they were ice skating on the pond, so we got about at least a foot of ice on the pond. So I dug a couple holes for the grandkids, and it was good. So, That's it for now. Back to Net Control. KKCI.
Well, fine business on everything, Jeff. My daughter and grandsons, plus girlfriends, were there, and they had a great time. My daughter said she was really bundled up and actually got a little bit warm. Hard to believe. So very good in that. And you asked about the frequencies. They're operating CW, FT8, and phone, and they have a schedule that's on their website. They kind of change it. They do a couple hours of FT8, not very much phone, and a lot of CW and a lot of FT8. Unfortunately, they're only on phone a couple hours a day, and I've had a hard time hearing them. I've heard other people say in Michigan, and I think it's they're not putting out much power because they're battery and solar, but. And it's hard to say when this particular entity will ever be on the air again, so that would be a good time to catch it. All right, next up is Mike, KF8, EDQ, with Rick to follow. Go ahead, Mike.